We present The Elephant Man, starring Peter Serafinowicz. Episode 1, Endangered Species.
Listen. I know I'm not very good at expressing my feelings, but... well, this could be the last time we ever see each other. I just wanted to tell you... well, we've had some good times together. I wish it didn't have to end this way. You will remember to give her plenty of fresh fruit.
Don't you worry, Mr. McCann. We've 3 other camels at Chester. She'll be well looked after.
You won't forget to talk to her. I always talk to my animals. Been sharing my problems with that there camel for, nigh on 12 years now.
Yeah? Well, thought she looked a bit down in the mouth. I put it down to intestine trouble.
Well, I suppose that's one less heap of dung to shovel up tomorrow morning.
Oh, there you are, Terry. I thought you'd decided to knock off early.
Honestly, Leonard, we can't go on like this. We've sold off half the zoo and our bank balance is still redder than a baboon's arse. Leonard?
Aye?
Have you been listening to anything I've just said?
Aye.
Just that you seem a bit, well, more miserable than usual. And your eyes look all red. You haven't been...
I've just got a bit of a cold, that's all.
Oh, and I thought you'd been taking drugs. Anyway, here she comes, Starling in stilettos.
Chop, chop! No slacking, you two. If this place isn't looking ship-shape, no one will come to see it, will they?
They don't anyway, Miss Stonewick. More people have seen the Loch Ness Monster. Kids these days want sonic hedgehogs and ninja turtles. All we've got is a catatonic warthog and some miserable monkeys.
Ah, speaking of monkeys, Terence, can you load that young male chimpanzee into the trailer before you lock up? He's leaving tomorrow.
Why, is there something wrong with him?
He attacked the jaguar again last week.
What? Is the jaguar all right?
Just a scratch, but he could have had the aerial clean off. Never mind the windows.
Miss Stonewick, there's no way we can go on like this. The animals can sense that there's something wrong. That laughing hyena's starting to look like Nigel Mansell. If business doesn't pick up soon, we'll have to close down.
Not necessarily, Terence. I think I just might have come up with a solution. Look at London Zoo. They made a fortune last year from that Chinese panda. What we need at Southwood is our own gangbang.
Ning, ning.
No, whatever. Then we go the whole hog on publicity.
We sold the hog to Whipsnade.
Oh, listen, you miserable specimen. What I'm trying to get through to your bug-sized brain is the way London Zoo marketed that panda. They had panda posters, panda pencils, even panda pants. And they sold. I mean, panda pants. What kind of sad, pathetic individual would wear panda pants?
There's no way we've got the resources to keep a giant panda here.
But it doesn't have to be a panda, Terence. We just need something unusual.
Hey, I've got a lock of Desmond Morris's hair.
You're on the right lines, Terry. Yeah. Because it's arriving tomorrow. The Peruvian hairy leafhopper. One of the world's rarest animals. Leonard, you'll need to collect it from the airport.
Tomorrow? I cannot do 8 things at once. I'm not an octopus. I've got to look after Geldof, remember? The skunk. He's going to be neutered tomorrow. I can't do that as well as mucking out all the other animals and being the warm and welcoming public face of the centre.
Well, Terence can go then. And for goodness sake, handle it with care.
Leonard?
Aye?
Whatever happened to Gang Bang, Ming Ming, anyway?
Sent back to China. Wouldn't breed. Kept rejecting a mate.
The Osborne Junior Animal Encyclopedia.
Mine.
Hollywood Wives.
Yours. So this is it, then. It's over.
It's over, Terry. Guy the Gorilla, his true story.
Mine. I wish it didn't have to end like this.
Well, how did you want it to end? With all our possessions going past on a conveyor belt and Bruce Forsyth saying, didn't they do well? We can't pretend any longer. I'm sorry, Terry. This is it. Oh, this must be yours. It's got about an inch of dust on the cover. Yep.
What is it?
The Lover's Guide.
What have you done with the rest of my stuff?
It's in that black plastic bag over in the corner.
Oh, no, it isn't. That's just me dirty laundry.
No, that is the rest of your stuff.
No.
Apart from your pot of Marmite and the tin of Happy Kitty cat food you bought last week when I asked you to get some corned beef.
Oh, yeah.
Cain and Abel, Geoffrey Archer.
Yours.
We don't trust each other enough. I mean, there's no point in a relationship that isn't based on trust.
What do you mean? I trust you. I mean, now you trust me.
How do you know?
Well, it says so in your diary.
You read my diary?
No, it just, you know, happened to fall out of the drawer once when you were at your evening class. You know, good old Terry, it said. He'll believe anything.
What evening clock? Oh, yeah.
Look, Margaret, can't you just explain why you're doing this to me?
Look, Terry, it isn't like it used to be. I don't even think you find me attractive anymore.
Of course I still find you attractive. But when you spend the whole day watching female orangutans swinging through trees with everything on show...
Oh, thanks a lot. You're saying you find my body marginally less seductive than that of a hairy primate, are you? It's not just sex, Terry. It's those irritating little habits you've got, like using my toothbrush.
So, lots of couples use each other's toothbrushes.
Not for buffing up the armadillo.
Oh, what now?
The sock. Attenborough could base an entire 6-part series around what's growing on it. It must be yours. I don't remember having any with green spots on.
Well, neither do I.
Just put it in that plastic bag before it evolves into something any higher up the food chain.
You're seeing somebody else, aren't you? This laundry. I never had a pair of Y fronts with Beware the Beast on the front.
Well, you wouldn't, would you? Remember those ridiculous panda print pants you used to have? They made you look about as horny as Sweet from the Sooty Show.
Who is he?
You know, the little black and white one with the floppy ears.
I meant lover boy. Who is he?
Well, it's Richard.
Richard? I don't believe this. Richard and I never had any secrets from each other. You spent 6 years stacking frozen turkeys in Tesco with somebody. You think you know him and then... Oh, I mean, Richard. What's he got that I haven't?
Charm, wit, courtesy, no clinging odour of elephant dung.
So how often do you see each other?
Every Friday night, sometimes at weekends.
Ah, so you're not doing an evening class in 19th century art then? I was beginning to wonder. I could have sworn the great impressionists never included Bobby Davro.
I think it'd be best for you to go now, Terry.
Oh, right, yeah. Go where? All the shop doorways are fully booked.
And what about your parents' place? That's only 5 minutes' walk away.
My parents' place? All that drilling from the surgery downstairs. It's like living on top of the Channel Tunnel. And they must be the only dentists in the country who've joined the League Against Cruel Sports.
Well, in that case, I dare say that orangutan could always find a space in her bed for you.
Dear God. If I see one more separating abscess today. Oh, that reminds me. Did you say you'd done macaroni cheese?
I know I said I would, George, but I've been so busy planning the menu for tomorrow. Oh, don't say you've forgotten already. Deirdre and Derek are coming round for dinner to discuss the partnership idea.
Ah, yes, of course.
Now, this could be our big chance, George. I want to make a good impression. After all, Deirdre is one of the country's top specialists in the field of, you know, women's plumbing. She's only down the road, and she does want to set up her own practice. A joint venture is a good idea.
Yeah. Britain's first combined dental and you-know-what clinic. Could catch on. Just so long as we don't send Deirdre's patients out with one of our eye-opened-wide-for-the-doctor stickers.
George!
Really? What's this you've been reading?
Oh, this? It's nothing.
The Lover's Guide.
It's Terry's. It fell out of his bin bag.
Terry who?
Our son, Terry. He's staying in the spare room. Margaret threw him out.
Oh, not surprised. I don't suppose he's managed to find himself a proper job yet.
He's still working at the zoo, if that's what you mean. Oh, can't you give the lad a chance, George? He means well.
Well, I'm sure he does, dear, but what sort of future is there for someone who shifts excrement all day?
Oh, I don't know. They could always try for a job at the Daily Mirror.
Wakey, wakey. I've brought you breakfast. 12 loaves of bread, 6 bunches of bananas, 2 sacks of spuds, and 8 pounds of bran. Mustn't forget that, must we?
No.
Ah, Leonard. Haven't you finished feeding the reptiles yet? We open in 20 minutes.
Patience, laddie, patience. Planning these meals takes time. The reticulated python only eats once every 3 weeks. I've got to prepare this properly.
It's a deep-frozen rat, Leonard. It's not duck à l'orange with a selection of lightly sautéed vegetables. An I don't suppose he's had any grub yet either.
Help! Help me!
Did you hear something just then, laddie, from the lion pen?
Help!
Sounds like his dinner's been delivered already.
Hey, come on. There's someone in the tree. A wee boy. Hello!
Help! I'm about to be eaten by the lion.
That's no reason to panic, mate. Quick, get something to distract him.
Yeah, okay, okay. What about an ice lolly?
Not the boy, Leonard, the lion!
All right.
Hurry up!
Hey, all right.
Oh, cack. It's times like this when I wish I had a nice, quiet office job.
Me too.
Hey, I didn't really want to be a zookeeper, you know.
No? Oh, I'm sorry.
I only got this job because there were no other applicants. Didn't know the first thing about wild animals.
Feel a lot better.
I'm amazed they took me on. The card in the job centre just said, keeper required for wolves, no experience necessary.
Well, that's usually how they pick their players.
My thoughts exactly. I turned up for the interview in me footy kit. Only animals I'd ever worked with were frozen poultry. Don't really know why I'm still here.
For the money?
What money? It's not only the elephants who get peanuts. I suppose I've stuck at it because, I don't know. Everything else I've done, every job, every relationship, every game of Trivial Pursuit even, I've just given up. Natural loser, I thought. Hell, I don't even know the capital of Nepal, and everybody knows that.
Kathmandu!
See? But it's different here. I've got responsibility. I can't let these animals down, and they don't care what the capital of Nepal is. I don't know why I'm telling you all this. What are you doing here anyway? We're not open to the public until 10.
Oh, I'm the new trainee keeper. YTS.
Trainee keeper? Well, it's nice to be kept informed of what's going on round here. Leonard, what kept you?
I've chopped his food into little pieces in his special bowl. He won't eat his din-dins out of just anything, will you, Tiny?
He was about to eat it out of a Nike tracksuit and trainers. Come on, give him the nosh so I can get this kid down.
Right. There you are, boy. Hey, see? He'll go into his pen now, quiet as a wee mouse.
Come on, you can climb down now. All right, mate, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine.
I think he's passed out. Come on, mate. Wake up.
Terry, you don't think he's dead, do you? Only that was the last of the fresh meat, you know, and with our financial situation the way it is...
Leonard! Of course he's not dead. Look, he's coming round now.
Oh, flea-brained fool had no reason to be in that cage in the first place. Would have served him right if Tiny had turned him into a takeaway.
Oh, when do I start work, then?
Listen, what I don't understand is, why were you in the lion's den at all?
Oh, I was told to go in there, in this letter. It says, wait in the cage by the ticket kiosk. So I did.
Eh? Let me see. Cafe, that says, wait in the cafe by the ticket kiosk.
Does it? Oh, I did think it was a bit odd. I'm dyslexic, see? I would have put that on my application form, but I didn't know how to spell it.
Oh, look out.
I see you've met already. This is Adam Pilley, the new addition to our team. Adam, meet Terry and Leonard, the tools who keep the well-oiled machinery of Southwood Park running like clockwork. Isn't that true? And I hope that you'll soon be a tool as well, Adam.
Think about it.
Terry Lyon, deputy headkeeper, and Leonard McCann, headkeeper.
Pleased to meet you.
Aye, that's as maybe. I wouldn't shake hands if I were you. This one spent most of last night halfway up an antelope.
Now then, Terry, don't forget you're collecting the hairy leafhopper tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. Right, Adam. Can't stand here all day. You can go across the deer park first and separate those two stags.
Oh.
Well, it shouldn't be too difficult. Oh, you do know what a pair of Roebucks look like, I hope.
Oh, yeah. They're like Nikes, only with thicker soles and a blue arrow on the heel.
Lion Dental Surgery. I'm afraid we're too busy to come to the phone right now, but if you'd like to leave your name, number, and where it hurts, we'll get back to you.
Hello, it's Terry here. Your son, Terry. It's about 8 a.m. I'm at the motorway services on the way to the airport. Just calling to say I've borrowed the Volvo, in case you were wondering where it was. Oh, thanks for letting me stay. Won't be any trouble. Bye.
Hi, Maureen. It's Deirdre. Just checking we're still on for dinner tomorrow. Give me a call if there's a change of plan. Thanks. Oh, and I'm really looking forward to sampling your carrot and coriander soup. I've heard so much about it. See you tomorrow. Cheerio.
Oh, it's, Terry again. Your son. I'm at another motorway services. I'm just calling to say that the dint in the back bumper was there when I left this morning. Oh, and don't expect me back for dinner. I took some leftover soup and a thermos. Bye!
Hi, it's Wild and Wacky Chris Torrid with you till 3 here on City Sound Radio, bringing you all the best music. But first, an urgent travel update. If you're heading towards the airport, expect long tailbacks caused by an earlier accident. Police are also appealing for anyone who knows the whereabouts of a blue Volvo with a dinted back bumper to get in touch as soon as...
Right. Let's get the little fella out the back. Provided he's still in one piece.
Well, don't blame me. You told me to drive. Why couldn't I have read the map?
Because judging by the way you steer, you obviously don't know your left from your right.
Of course I do. I've got it written in felt tip on me trainers.
What did I do to deserve this? Okay, let's make sure the little sod's all right.
I still don't think we should have put it in boot.
Well, we could have hardly made it wear a seatbelt, could we? Well, at least the crate looks okay.
I'll open it and check, shall I?
No, 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 not out here, Adam!
Mr. Lyon.
Oh, God, what?
Luke.
Where? I can't see anything.
Exactly, it's empty.
Quick, shut the car door, it can't have gone far. We've got to find it before Miss Stonewick gets back. You take the front, I'll take the back. Between us, we should be able to track it down.
Just one thing, Mr. Lyon, minor point.
Yeah?
This airy leaf upper thing, do you know what it actually looks like?
Well, I think it's probably,
Yeah?
Quite,
Yeah?
Hairy. Do you know what I mean?
George.
What?
Roll over and cuddle me.
Why don't you just go to sleep, Maureen?
Can't.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I'm worried about tomorrow and the meal.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's not Lloyd Grossman coming to dinner. It's only Derek and Donna from number 42.
Deirdre.
Sorry?
Derek and Deirdre. Oh, please, George, whatever you do, don't call her Donna. Oh, I'm sure I've forgotten something. It's bad enough Terry polishing off the carrot soup.
Oh, can't you try counting sheep?
Derek and Deirdre are vegetarians, George. That'll only confuse me. George.
What is it now?
Did you hear something just then?
Yes, dear, you.
No, I meant a noise. Burglars.
Burglars?
In the kitchen. Opening the fridge. Oh, you don't think that...
Listen, Maureen, the chances of anyone breaking in to steal some celery sticks and a bowl of hummus are about as likely as our what's-his-name finding himself a proper job.
Oh, there is someone down there. I told you, George. Go down there with your cricket bat.
Who do you think it is? Brian Lara.
Oh, you're coming upstairs, George. George, do something.
Hey, did I wake you up?
No, Terry.
Sorry I'm so late. I had a bit of trouble at the zoo. Oh, you didn't need to leave me dinner in the fridge, Mum. Didn't you get me message?
Your dinner? Oh, Terry, you haven't... No, don't tell me you've eaten...
Oh, veggie curry never really agreed with me. You shouldn't have bothered making it. I would have been quite happy with burger and chips.
So, in all your time as a zookeeper, you've never heard of the Peruvian airy leafhopper?
It wasn't in the Osborne Junior Animal Encyclopedia. Look, get a shift on. That thing's already been a day on the loose.
Oh, I hate libraries. Being dyslexic, I mean. I came here once to get a book about rabbits and ended up with the collected thoughts of Lionel Bloom.
What? don't bother.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. We're looking for a book about the Peruvian hairy leafhopper.
Never heard of it. It's not a new Jeffrey Archer, is it? They come in so quick we can't keep track of them.
No. It's an insect, right? The Peruvian hairy leafhopper.
I don't think I can help you there, I'm afraid.
Pardon me. I'd like to renew this, miss.
An illustrated guide to South American insects, right, sir?
Oh, no, please, we need that.
So do I. I'm endeavouring to complete my collection of winged invertebrates, and this publication is essential to my research.
I'm sorry, sir, I can't let you take this out again. There's a squashed gnat on the flyleaf.
Right, give that here.
Fascist.
Leafhopper. Ladybird larva, here it is. The Peruvian hairy leafhopper is notable for its ability to camouflage itself when threatened.
Camouflage?
Yeah, you know, change the colour of its skin, like Michael Jackson.
Oh! Right. So, if it was sat on a twig, it would look like...
A twig, yeah.
And if it was in the boot of a Volvo 440, it would look like...
Look like the boot of a Volvo... Oh, dear. Come on.
Oh, Mr. Lyon,
yeah?
In that book, there was one word I couldn't understand. Ben summut.
Ben? Venables?
No. It was something like Ven mouse.
It wasn't venomous, was it? Adam, where did you see that word?
In the book, just before the word insect, and just after the word lethally.
Oh, Lordy, that'll be them now. I'm sure I've missed something. Floor hoovered, table laid, pink napkin shaped like little ducks. Oh, I hope that's okay for vegetarians.
There's an interesting smell coming from the kitchen, dear.
Oh, crikey, Terry's dirty laundry. That boy will be the death of me if he so much as sniffs the food. Well, let them in, George. Oh, and George, do try not to tell any of your jokes. I want to make a good impression.
Hello, you must be Derek and Donna.
Deirdre.
No, I'm Joel. Come through and sit down. Maureen's just finishing in the kitchen. So, you test samples at the clinic, do you, Denise? I'm glad I didn't ask you to bring a bottle.
George!
I'm a clinical technician, yes. I expect Maureen's told you that I'm hoping to open my own practice. It was she who suggested the partnership idea.
And what do you do, Derek?
I'm an activist, committed to the salvation of all endangered species on the planet.
Derek's still looking for a job, aren't you, dear?
Hello, Deirdre. Derek, lovely to meet you. I hope the food's okay. It's just something I knocked up in a few minutes from some odds and ends.
It looks delicious, Maureen.
Oh, well, those are mung beans, and these ones are soya beans. Haricot beans, lima beans, broad black eye on borlotti beans, cannelloni beans, adduki beans, oh, and the one at the end is bean sprouts and a bean curd sauce. You do like beans, I hope.
Oh. Anything vegan will do us.
No.
Have you ever had TVP?
I did once, but the ointment cleared it up nicely.
George, utensils. In the drawer, under the sink.
I can't stay long, I'm afraid. I've got a meeting of my animal rights group at 9, at the Association for the Release of Suffering Exhibits. We're protesting against the senseless brutality of British zoos.
Oh.
Yes. Would you like to sign this?
What is it? A fatwa on Johnny Morris?
Help yourselves, please. George is just fetching my salad servers. Hand-carved by the tribal people of Ecuador. We got them at the HS.
Oh, yeah, dear. I'll impale myself on the potato peeler while I'm about it, shall I?
So, Maureen, I hear your son is staying with you. Will he be joining us?
Who? Oh, Terry! Oh, no. Oh, he's very busy. Well, apparently there's some kind of trouble at the Zip Factory. That's where he works. They've been sent the wrong sort of fly fastenings. Oh, terrible mess. Do tuck in, please.
So, Debbie, you think we're going to business together, do you?
It's Deirdre, actually. Yes, I've looked at the figures. Oh, my God, Derek. He's joking.
Oh.
He's not allergic
Derek.
To beans, is he?
Oh. What if you do something? Look in his mouth. Upper left incisor missing. Cavity. Filling. Hairy green insect. Filling. Oh, it's still moving.
Oh, God! He's eaten an insect.
Half an insect, Dorothy. The other half's on his plate.
Oh, George, quick, hit it with something. Look, the salad server. That was hand-carved.
Oh, God! Okay, let's not get hysterical about this. We've got to make him
sick. Mustard, do you have any mustard?
Whole grain, traditional English or Dean?
Anything, just give it here.
It's no good. Wait here, I'll call an ambulance.
Oh. Leaving already? Mum's cooking can't be that bad.
Oh, Terry. Oh, this is all we need. Let's see it through. We need an ambulance.
Ambulance? Oh, blimey, I was worried something like this would happen. Thank God it's only Mum's friends who ate it.
Stand back from that plate. There. Got the blighter.
You've not been watching Gary Rhodes again, have you, Dad?
Oh, this is such a disaster. We don't even know what the horrid thing is.
It's a Peruvian hairy leafhopper. They're lethally venom.
Ambulance will be about 10 minutes. How is he?
This guy's going to be dead in 10 minutes. Oh. I'm an expert on these things. We used to have one at the...
Zip factory.
Mum, leave this to me. Right, there's only one thing that'll counteract the poison.
No, I still think we should wait until the ambulance arrives.
No, I'm willing to try anything, Maureen.
Okay. Oh, why does this sort of thing always happen to me? This was going to be such a nice little dinner party and it's ruined now.
What do we do, Terry? Please, save him.
Cat food!
What?
What?
Look, just trust me. The preservative they use in cat food contains the antidote to the poison. I read it in a book.
We can't make the poor man eat cat food, Terry.
Well, I don't see why not. You always make me eat your rissole.
Have you got any cat food, Maureen?
Hey, there's some in my laundry bag. Wait here, I'll get it. I really do worry about that boy sometimes.
I'm sorry about all this, dear. If there's anything I can do.
No, that's okay. Oh, I don't suppose it's vegetarian cat food by any chance, is it?
Have you done those labels for the aquarium yet, Adam?
Yes, Mr. Lyon. Here.
I take it this one is supposed to say carp.
Wish me luck, Leonard. I've got to explain to the Fuhrer that I'm responsible for killing her star exhibit.
Oh, into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Stanwyck?
What did you want?
Something terrible's happened. It wasn't really my fault,
but... don't tell me. You actually sent that letter to Fergie asking her to sponsor a three-toed sloth.
Worse. It's the Peruvian hairy leafhopper. Got eaten.
Eaten? By what? The tarantula? The reticulated python?
The bloke from number 42, Derek. Look, it was a complete accident. We just sort of left the box open. Well, I mean, Adam did. And it must have got stuck on my clothes.
I told you to handle that box with kid gloves, Terence. If I'd wanted it thrown about, I would have used Red Star parcels. I mean, how dare you let something like this happen?
But, Miss Stonewick, if I hadn't been there, the guy might have died. You wouldn't believe how ill he was just from eating one little insect.
One little insect? Well, thank God for that. So you did manage to save its mate, then? After cooking for 2 hours at gas mark 5, remove souffle carefully from oven. It should be golden brown in appearance and well risen. Ah, okay, here goes. Oh, yes! One perfect cheese souffle. Dear Smith, eat your heart out.
Stand back! Don't touch it! Mum! You're all right.
Of course I'm all right, Terry. But what about my souffle? Oh, this never happens to Delia.
Oh, you've got to tell me. What did you do with last night's dinner? The leftovers, the salad?
No. From now on, you can make your own meals.
Did you throw it away?
I told you, you can't have it. If you want something to eat, there's half a tin of Happy Kitty cat food in the cupboard and a cheese souffle on the floor.
Listen, Mum.
And anyway, you can't have it because I got rid of it.
You threw it away. Oh, there is a God.
Threw it away? After all the time I spent making it, I wouldn't waste good food like that.
You didn't eat it, did you?
Certainly not.
That's a relief.
I wrapped it up in doggy bags for Derek and Deirdre.
Maybe it'd be best if you didn't take any fruit to them in hospital.
You've been listening to The Elephant Man, written by D.A. Barrow and starring Peter Serafinowicz, with Chris Emmett, Jeff McGiven, Geraldine Fitzgerald, Richard Pierce, Joanna Munro, Melanie Hudson and Wayne Forrester. The programme was produced by Richard Wilson.